When you're taking a road trip, you're only as accurate as the GPS. You put in the right address, boom, you're going to end up where you want. Just put in the wrong address, you end up anywhere. You never know. You need good advisors. We have one that has not one, but two PhDs. And he wrote a book called Thriving in the Economic Tsunami. Think about that, an economic tsunami. How would you feel if you're on the beach and there's a tsunami coming? It'd be like, there's an economic tsunami. It means there's forces out of your control that are bigger than what you can even comprehend coming at you. But he didn't write a book called Surviving It. He wrote a book called Thriving. How could you thrive in the middle of something bad? Well, you better have good advice. That's why he has not one, but two PhDs. It goes by the name Dr. Kirk Elliott.
So I was having a great day, great stimulating intellectual conversation with you right before the show about March Madness until producer Colton cracked the whip. He said, we've got a show to talk about. It's like, we're talking about good stuff here. Kansas lost. It's like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, no kidding. David's like, now I got plenty of time.
I said, hey, my schedule just got cleared up for the rest of March.
Exactly.
Hey, what do you know? But yeah, that's the deal. We've been friends for 25 years. So it's kind of like we get this chance. We don't, you know, we're both working so hard. You don't have time to just, hey, how's it going? So we catch up right before these shows. And then we got all these goal-oriented, you know, checklist, calendar watching people around
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Like, hey. You know what time it is?
You know what time it is? It's time for Economic Kirk Elliott. So, no, we're glad. You need all these people around keeping the train on the track. So here's why people tune in this show, because they feel like they're in an economic tsunami. People are holding on to stuff, and it does create fear. You always operate from a place of peace. I've talked to you on non-economic even stuff, and like you are always like, where's God in this? What's the wise thing to do? And how can this be flipped into a judo move to even prosper? You know, like there's a silver lining. How do I find that? And you never get twisted, you know? And I think people are needing more of that in their life, because mainstream media is just death tickers and problems and what's going on. And those things are real, but that's never the whole story.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about some heavy stuff before, right? And it's like, but yet here's where I learned from Graham Cook. Amazing.
I love Graham
Amazing
Cook.
Man of God, right? Just incredible. Well, he said, when you look at every battle, every hurdle in life from what is going to be a point of victory down the road, you're going to have a different mindset moving in than thinking, I know I'm going to lose. It's like, if you know you're going to lose, you're going to put your head in the sand and just want to give it up, right? But every single battle, if you already from the start think there's a point of victory, it's like, all right, God's going to teach me something during this one then, and we're going to win. So it's just a different mindset on everything. I use that philosophy in life, right? For investing, for politics, everything, right? Because God's word never returns void. And and when we know that we have promises, when there's words of the prophets that are speaking, when God's word is so amazing for life and liberty and freedom and all of that, and you abide by it, it's like, why should you be down for too long? I'm not saying that it never get down, right? Everybody does. We're humans, and we all are work in progress, right? But you know, when you come at it from a point of victory, it's amazing. And I look at the financial crisis that we're living in coming from a point of victory, because things are going to be changed. There's going to be a new system. I really believe that there is. This is a pendulum shifting moment from central banks, as we know it, printing money out of thin air, which we've run the course. Too much debt. They can't do it anymore. So what comes next? Battle, right? So you've got central bank digital currency, which is ultimate loss of freedom and control and privacy. Currency backed by gold, which would be accountability, transparency, something that's real, something that would actually put a smile on people's face. So here's the battle. And who's going to win? Well, it's up to us, right? It's like, if we don't accept the other one, it's not going to win. Now, you need more than one person that say, I'm not going to accept it. And you need more than you and your neighbor Bubba in the garage saying, well, we're not going to accept it. You need a lot of people saying, that's not for us. And I think America and the rest of the world is starting to open up to that fact that central bank digital currency is not a good thing. I mean, I was even listening to RFK Jr. Gave a speech about central bank digital currency 2 days ago and said, no, this is going to be the ultimate attack of freedom and personal rights on the planet.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So it's like, okay, you've got people from all parties now, you know, whether they're independents, Republicans, Democrats, you know, starting to say, we don't want to lose our freedom. And here's the thing. I don't care what political party you're part of, right? Because nobody in their right mind would say this system where they can cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up, nobody's going to like that. You've got people on the left now that would say, if that were Trump, then it's going to cut me off from my money if my ideologies don't match up. We don't want him. And you've got people on the right saying the same thing about Biden. So it expands the spectrum of every single person, right? So
you don't want to give any of them that power.
No, then you're like China.
You don't know who's going to be in next or after that. Yeah. You know, the government should never have that ability. They shouldn't have gotten the ability to spy on us like they did, you know, with the Patriot Act after 9/11.
They always do it from fear.
They get that control. They don't give it up. Now they surveil us. Now they're listening to our calls. Now they invade our bank accounts. They invade every form of privacy and whatever veil there should be between the federal government and us as citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the case. And so knowing that we're coming from a point of victory on all of this stuff, I have to talk about something that's kind of yucky and kind of dark. And that's something that probably, I don't know, the half of your audience is going to be approaching retirement years or in retirement years.
Sure.
Right. And that is Social Security. We're looking at a retirement crisis with Social Security, and people have been talking about it for a long time. It's like, oh, Social Security trust funds been raided. The money's not really there, blah, blah, blah. But yet they keep printing money, you know, raising the debt ceiling, you know, hiding the fact that there's a big gaping wound under the Band-Aid that they put on to cover it up. Right. But here's the ugly reality. Social Security and Medicare are $175 trillion underfunded.
Oh, trillion
with a T. $175 trillion. So this is everything that Congress has passed, the number of people going into retirement, you know, the what are they actually going to receive? What are the benefits? $175 trillion. So I was doing some research and, you know, going way back, Social Security was never intended to be forever. They when it first started way back in the 1940s, whenever it was, they thought, yeah, look at that chart right there. $175 trillion in the infinite horizon, which to me, it's not an infinite horizon. Everything has a lifespan, right? So to me, an infinite horizon is almost like, what's going to happen over the next 2 to 4 years? Because this is where Congress is going to pass things moving forward. The things that they pass are going to get to that point. Man. 4 years to accumulate $1 trillion worth of debt. His new budget is $7.3 trillion. We're going to add almost $3 trillion in 1 year that took us 204 years to even just get a trillion. See, This chart that's on the screen right now is accelerating so rapidly that so now, you know, with different mechanisms and stuff that they've used, Social Security is going to be bankrupt and gone by the year 2035. That's only 11 years away. So here's the three potential outcomes. Number one, you just continue to print your way out of it. Print more money, that's going to create even more inflation and it's going to cause the whole economy to erode. Or B, you do what they did in France last summer, which was they told the retirees, it's like, yeah, you're supposed to retire at 65, but we just raised it to 72. It's like, what? Another 7 years? We were ready to retire. We've been paying higher taxes in this crazy socialist country because that's what you do in socialist countries. Mm-hmm. You take care of us when we retire. And now you said we have to wait another 7 years. What gives? Or they can do like what they did in Cyprus and Greece. other austerity measures, they lower the benefits that you get. It's like, yeah, you were going to get $2,500 a month. Now you're going to get $2,000. You know, so they could raise the age, they could lower the benefits, or they could print their way out of it, or they can do any combination of the above. I have a feeling they are going to do a combination of the above. Lower benefits, increase the retirement age, and print their way out of it. But this is the death knell for the US dollar. It really is. And so you look at these kind of things, and I have to start asking myself, are these economists just downright stupid?
No.
And I don't think that they are.
No, they're smart people.
I mean, they got PhDs. They went to Harvard, Yale, Cambridge, wherever they went, right? And so they're smart. They understand macroeconomics. They understand central bank policy. They understand all the theories and everything that goes into it. But they're evil. They have a different agenda than we have, which is privacy, freedom, you know, of your money, the ability to buy and sell when you want to and where you want to. But what they're doing is creating a system, and we can see it with the end of Social Security 11 years away, and banks failing, undercapitalized. They're not lending money out very easily. I mean, I don't think you can really get home equity lines of credit without like 850 credit score now. A lot of banks in Denver are no longer giving out construction loans. I don't know how the developers are getting loans for that. So what are they forcing you to do? Go do an end run if you need money around private capital, around the banks, because they don't have any capital. They're making it restrictive to get money. Yeah. And they're going directly to the government for their support and their provision and their safety. It's like, wait a second. God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, right? God is our provider, our protector. The government with their own actions and saying, nope, it's us. We are. You're going to come to us for money instead of private banks. And that's the system that they're developing, and that we can see with pretty clear vision when you start to connect the dots on what they're putting together.
Okay, so Dr. Kirk, what is the solution to this? So, you know, we're hearing that, but okay, what can people do to put a safety net around themselves?
So I like tangible assets as a whole, which would be things that are real, something that you can touch, right? So gold, silver, land. I find it interesting that Bill Gates is selling off a lot of his shares and everything. Mm-hmm. He's not even the majority shareholder in Microsoft anymore. But he's not selling any of his land. In fact, he's adding to it.
Right.
He's the largest individual landowner in North America. That's huge.
He's moving everything to things.
Yep.
What does he see? I think he sees a food crisis. I think he knows that things that are real and tangible are real and tangible, and they're always going to have value where paper is not. Mm-hmm. Right. So what I would start doing when you're seeing banks starting to fail is everything that we've been shouting from the rooftops for a long time. And for those that say, Kirk, you keep saying the same thing. Yep, I'm going to continue to keep saying the same thing until nobody else is listening. It's that important, right? So get excess capital out of the banks, because I don't trust the banks anymore. We don't know when ours is going to be the next one that fails, right? So don't have too much. Now, what do you do? I do like real estate, but that's a problem. Most people don't have cash to buy land, and it's not going to really grow that quickly because people have to borrow for it to buy it. Well, if there's no money in the banks, how are they going to get it? You're just stuck with it, and it's not liquid. Gold and silver, tangible assets that are 100% liquid. It's a quick 45-second phone call. We lock it in when you want to sell it, and we don't charge a commission when you liquidate. And when you buy it, it's an amazing investment. Now, you can look at it and say, well, Kirk, I bought it a year ago, and I haven't made any money. It's like, okay. But did you buy it just for a year? No, you bought it to protect yourself. And I would be hard pressed to tell anybody you are at a gain. How much has the dollar devalued during that year? Mm. Even if silver stayed flat, the dollar's devaluing, you're still up, right? But now we are seeing massive movement. Silver's up like $3 in the last weeks. I mean, we're at $25 an ounce, which is incredible. And that support level is a very important technical one, where 15-year moving average of silver is around $25. When you creep your head above that, that ceiling becomes your new floor, and then you just keep going. So allocate into safety, allocate into strength, get out of things that are going down. Stacey, that's how I would answer that question of what do we do in these times that we're living in?
So important. So Flyover family, for a free consultation, you go to flyovergold.com. It's a landing page. You can fill out your information. Someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. I did say free. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or you can call 720-605-3900 to schedule that free appointment. Do it today. I mean, yeah, don't procrastinate. Really glad you
don't procrastinate until you got an afternoon free to call, because when you call, they're going to schedule you into an appointment. So this is a thought process that's not about twisting your arm or a quick decision. It's educating you so that you make the right decision for you. If it's IRA, retirement, cash, whatever you have, it's your framework and they're going to build it around that. And then you hang up, you think about it, you pray about it, you talk about it, and you move forward with clarity and confidence. And I guarantee you want to put your head on the pillow at night, exhale, and know you're in a safe spot like we do. That is the move.
That's exactly right. Again, Flyover family, go to flyovergold.com or call 720-605-3900 to set up that free consultation. Thanks again for your time, Dr. Kirk. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.